You guys, I just recorded, at least I thought, 40 minutes of my podcast. And then I was going to make it a YouTube video, so I had my camera out, but then it died. And I was like, you know what? I'll just use that for like the start of my podcast. And then, you know, play like a black screen or something, or like a really weird picture. So I'm trying to fix my camera. Maybe I have another battery, but it's not charged. And then I go to check my audio, and it's just not recording anymore. It stopped recording like 2 minutes in. You guys. And I already had a headache before this, so that just gave me even more of one. Hold on, let me actually... I just took some Advil. Anyways. Hi, guys. My plan was to turn these into, like, YouTube videos, so I'm going to do my best and... maybe I can post like a picture and it just be like my audio for now. But I want, you know, because everyone nowadays just like films in front of a camera and audio, and then you just post the audio for your podcast, and then you post both on your YouTube channel, and then you get more viewers and listeners that way. And that's what I wanted to do, but I think we're just gonna have to... Hi guys. How you doing? It's been a minute. I have so much to update you guys on. And like I've said in previous podcasts, I want to be consistent, and I really think this time I can do it. And it's really hard to be consistent when you're a perfectionist, because you want everything you put out there to be absolutely perfect. But there's this one girl that my coach knows, and she's a social media influencer. And she's like, I don't have to love everything. Like, you can't always love everything you put out, because this is your job. Like, you just got to put whatever you got out there. I might hate it, but like sometimes people just love it, which is kind of weird and backwards, because as a social media influencer, you know, you want to like post all the good things about your life and stuff. But if there's like something you post, you're like, oh, I hate this, but everyone else loves it. That's like kind of backwards to me. I don't know. Philosophy, theories, everything. But oh, my brain's going in circles right now, because like, I kid you not, like this episode's going to be a little... there's gonna be some tea, like there's gonna be some piping tea in this one. And I was literally in the middle of like getting like the juicy part of my tea and my drama, and then my camera shut off, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I checked my audio, and I'm like, no. So like, I'm a little flustered right now. I'm just gonna tell you guys, I'm just flustered. Maybe I won't be as jumbly this time. Honestly, I was very all over the place in my last recording that I tried to do, but maybe this time, since I've been talking for a minute, I'm like warmed up and I'm ready to go. So all right, it's been a minute. I'm just gonna like say things at random, what's happened. First thing, me and my boyfriend, me and Bryce, we have celebrated 2 years just last month. It's officially my longest relationship. But yeah, for those who don't know, my man's, his name's Bryce. We're long distance. He lives in Florida. I live in Alabama right now. And yeah, he actually just came by for his spring break like 2-3 weeks ago or something. And I next time I see him is for his birthday week, which is in April. So yeah, long distance is hard. But we've been doing really good. We're really good at communication. We're very straightforward with each other. We have our FaceTimes, we watch MAFS. By the way, MAFS Australia is crazy. If you guys know who Jack and Tori are, they drive me up the wall. Tori, like, girl, call your mans. But I don't know. I think we're about to get into some heavy waters with them. We have to finish. We're going to watch one of the episodes tomorrow and see if anything's developed with them, because I hate them. I hate them so much. Anyways, all that stuff. Speaking of which, I was with... okay, so I was on our latest trip for Royal International Miss was the cruise trip, and we went to the Bahamas on the Royal Caribbean, and it was so much fun, so cool. And of course, you know how you are when you're like, let's see, 8 and then like 13 or 14. Like 8, you're like, ew, boys, or you're like, do you have a boyfriend? And it's just like really funny. And then when you're like 13 and 14, you have a very different image of boys. At least I did. Like, when I was a teenager, what I looked for in a guy was so different than, like, what my boyfriend looks like now and what I do look for in guys now. Like, my boyfriend's a lot more masculine and very manly. That sounds like I am bragging, but, like, I'm not, like, trying to be, like, weird about it. Anyways, he's a lot more masculine than what I would have gone for when I was younger. I would go for scrawny, tall man with brown hair, and now my boyfriend's the complete opposite. He is taller than me, though, so that's good. I don't know. Speaking of all that, I was showing pictures of my boyfriend to my younger sister queens, and they were like, he's mid. He's like a 6 out of 10. I'm like, what? And then one of the other girls, she's like, he's a 0 out of 10. And she's the 8-year-old. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys. So I told Bryce about it, and he was like, I'm never going to get over that. I'm like, I'm sorry. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. But, like, all the moms were like, oh my gosh, you and your boyfriend are so cute. Like, he's a cutie. You got a cutie. I'm like, I know. He's, like, he's cute or whatever. Like, yeah. It is so funny. But now he's, like, now, I don't think I should have told him, but it's too funny not to tell him. I don't know. That is just too good. Anyways, speaking of that. Speaking of Royal International Miss, I just, I guess celebrated. I was going to say celebrated, which... sure, I celebrated. I just celebrated my spring break, and we went on the Royal Caribbean. Like I said, we went to Coco Cay, which is Royal Caribbean's exclusive island, and then we also went to Nassau. I want to say it's pronounced Nassau. We did so much stuff. It was so much fun. I think the reason this was probably like one of the funner trips is because we didn't have photo shoots every single second of the trip, because both in New York and Tennessee, we had some downtime and we had some fun time, but it was really so many photos, so much marketing, so much traveling for these photos. And it's like, I'm not saying like taking pictures is like hard, but it's hard. Like, I'm not saying it's hard, but it's hard. For those like in the modeling or pageant industry, it's just a lot of work. It's just, especially with 14 girls, we have 14 pageant queens. It's insane. It's a lot, you guys. It's a lot. Anyways, but that was our last trip of the year, and I give up my crown this July. You guys, I'm not okay with that. Like, internationals is like the most fun and best event in the world. Sorry, that was like really overdramatic of me to say that. I mean, it is, but like, geez, it's so much fun. But looking forward to it as a competitor, it's nerve-wracking. But looking forward to it as a queen, you're like, I'm giving up my title. What are you talking about? But it's a really fun time. It's gonna be so much fun. And like, when you go to state pageants or your international pageant or your national pageant, whatever whatever you're doing, you get to kind of be part of the staff, which I absolutely love. Obviously, not all like the super hard scheduling and the details and like the computer work, but we get to, you know, help out backstage, and we get to get the girls in line for stuff. We get to talk to them. We get to hype them up. We get to run things over to our directors if they need us to help them with stuff. We can help some girls in the dressing room. Like, it's just all this like helping out, and like, it's all tied into like mentorship, which is a really big thing for me. I was actually talking to somebody earlier today about that, which I'll announce who I was talking to later. Like, tea. Oh, I may or may not be working with somebody. I may or may not have a marketing job, you guys. I'm not gonna say anything. Because it's not official yet, so. But I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about working with this person. And I love their vision. I love everything that they strive for and their message and everything. And their whole brand is amazing. So I'm very much looking forward to this job. I think I would call it my first big girl job. I don't really know, though. I'm working in marketing, though. So, like, slay. But, yeah. Anyways, moving forward. Pageantland is... so much fun. And I may or may not be having some plans in pageant land. I'm not gonna tell you guys though. We're gonna keep it secret for a little while longer. Sorry, let me shut up. Oh, but yeah, I have so many things planned, so many things I'm excited for, it's just a lot. There's just a lot, you guys. I'm just really excited. Moving forward. Speaking of pageant land and my year of rain, it has not been all rainbows and butterflies, I'll be honest with you. I mean, of course, like, all these trips were going on, and when I get to help at state pageants and stuff like that, it's hard work, absolutely. But, like, personal life has not been the best, and it's, you know, it's been holding me back mentally for a long time. But I think coming into the new year and kind of so much stuff has happened, you guys. Coming into the new year, coming into summer, getting rid of my winter blues, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot ready for the year. I feel like I can handle myself. I've learned so much. There's just a lot that I need to go over with you guys. There's just a lot. But basically, I could have, I'm not going to say it's prevented me from doing podcasts because I still had the means and ability to do podcast episodes, but me being a perfectionist and overthinking, I'm like, it needs to be perfect. Like, I just can't even deal right now. And then mixed with my mental health not being the best, it's just a big, like, wow. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but all this mix and stuff, it's just hard to get yourself to, you know, pretend like everything is okay and then talk about it. And especially being on a podcast, I want to talk about it, which I am going to talk about it today. So don't you worry. But yeah, for the sake of this person's privacy, I'm not going to say he or she, and everyone in the story, I'm not going to say he or she, unless it's like, you know, I'm talking about like parents or like my mom or my dad or whatever, but probably not going to mention them. But yeah. So we're going to get into it. I'm like a little scared to get into it. So the whole, I'm not saying this person caused mental instability for me, but it was a lot to go through. It really hurt. I was going through a lot of hurt, pain, a lot of anger, but don't worry. I've talked to my therapist about it. We're working through it. We have worked through it. And right now it's, I'll get to that. But basically, as I am preparing for World International Miss, as I'm getting ready for this pageant, last year, February, March time, this certain family member of mine told me I was no longer a priority to them anymore. And now let me give you some backstory. That was kind of my hook to get you interested. Let me give you some backstory. So this family member of mine, we were really close growing up, and I started going back and forth once I got to college with this person about, I want to have a relationship with you. Like, I want to have a strong, healthy, communicating relationship with you. And this person was like, yeah, no, I agree. But then they would always drop the ball. They would always disappoint me. They would always, you know, make excuses for why they couldn't talk to me, or let alone even text me. Like, texting was not an option, apparently, which, rude. Everyone texts nowadays, and you're probably texting your significant other all the time, so I don't want to hear it. I'm, like, very salty about it still to this day. But so we had gone back and forth, and I wasn't being salty, by the way. I'm only salty now because I have been nice, and I have done my part in communicating effectively without being malicious in any sort of way, but none of it worked. So now that I talk about it, I'm going to be a little bit more passive aggressive. So sorry. But this person just, you know, would always drop the ball, would miss our calls, because we would get to the point where we would schedule calls just so we could have a relationship. And I was like, what in the world? I'm like, if that's what we have to do, that's what we got to do. But even when we schedule these calls, you keep dropping the ball, you keep forgetting, you don't call, you don't answer, you don't like initiate anything. Like, there's no, I'm always the one initiating the contact. I'm always the one texting or calling first. I'm always doing the work. It's like a very one-sided relationship at this point. And I was so, so fed up. So eventually I have this conversation with this person, and I'm like, what, okay, so why aren't we calling? Why aren't we talking? Like, oh, I'm busy. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so, like, am I not a priority to you? I just straight up am like, you're a priority to me. Am I not a priority to you? And they said no. Just flat out no. This is over text, by the way, because I didn't want to, like, get mad. And I wanted to be very strategic with my wording and be very clear what I was saying. And I didn't want to, like, let emotions get the better of me. So sometimes texting is better. And I remember even they said, they were like, do you want to call about this? I was like, no, I want to text. I want to, like, get my thoughts out very clearly and on, you know, written out. So they just said no. And I was like, cool, great. And then that was the end of the conversation. I was never apologized for being told that I was not a priority to them. I was never apologized. They never apologized. Sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. They never apologized for that statement, which, ouch. So I was very butthurt for such a long time. This happened in, like, March-ish. So I'm like, you know what? If I'm not a priority, I won't be a priority. So I stop initiating that contact. I don't get any, I hear nothing from this person. And I'm like, wow, that really sucks. That really hurts. Really don't know what to do with it from there. Because I'm like, the ball is literally in their court. And they straight up said, I'm not a priority. So what in the world? I'm like, okay, great. Then I am talking to some friends I've had in the past. Well, they're still friends, but, like, we don't really see each other that often. I'm talking to these friends, and I had a situation happen freshman year of college. So this is about, like, a year and a half, like last year during this time, it was about a year and a half from that incident. But it was an incident, basically. My best friend of 6 years betrayed me and spread all these rumors and lies about me and said XYZ and all this random stuff. And at the end of the day, it really hurt me and it really damaged me for what these, like, you know, lies were about. And I ended up clearing it up and being like, no, those are lies, those are rumors. And I was like, who told you that, to this person? And they're like, oh, this person told me, which was my best friend. Sorry if it's really confusing. I'm doing my best to keep the privacy of these people, you know, just to, you know. But basically that all happened. I was betrayed and I was like, you know what? We can't be friends. That's not cool. I don't have friends like that. Like, we're not doing that anymore. So we separate. We are no longer friends. This is a person I've known since seventh grade. I've known him for 6 years at this point. We've been best friends. Like, we were so close with each other. And it just really sucks that that had to happen. I just had to make sure that my my computer didn't die. I was like, oh my god. So all that happened. But basically, I get some news from these old friends of mine, and these friends have no reason to lie. They really truly want what's best for me. They have no reason to, they don't benefit at all because they're also hurt by this kind of group of people. So they really have, like, no reason to lie to me about anything at all. And they're younger than me. And, you know, they feel like they owe it to me because I've kind of mentored them at some points. And I feel like they kind of owe it to me to just, like, dude, like, Christina, like, this happened. Like, whoa. So I really do appreciate them so much for that. Basically, they say, oh, all those rumors and all the betrayal and all these lies that were told about you, yeah, apparently your best friend didn't do that, but your family member did. This person did. And your best friend actually was, I don't know if they were forced to, I don't know if they were told to, I don't know if, like if they were thrown under the bus, but my best friend covered for, like, my family member. And I was like, oh, well, that hurts, because when all that went down, when I was grieving over this loss of this really important friendship in my life, I felt so alone. I went to a dark, dark place. I went to such a dark place. It was bad. I went to a very dark place. I started acting very impulsive. It was really bad. And, you know, it's freshman year of college, like, I'm, like, in this new space. I'm not close with anybody just yet. And it's just all over the place. I felt so alone. I was so anxious all the time now. My trust issues were, like, insane. And it just, I was heartbroken. I was utterly heartbroken. And I cried on the phone to this family member about what happened. And they kept saying, oh my God, your ex-best friend is a snake. Like, they suck. Like, how could they ever do this to you? Like, they're such a bad person. And never thought to maybe say, oh, I'm the one who said those things. Because if you came to me, if this person, if my family member had come to me beforehand and been like, listen, I know they're taking the heat because of this, but I just want to let you know I did it and I'm very sorry about it, that would have been a million times better than waiting for me to hear about it from not this family member, but this outside source that had nothing to do with that drama at all. And I was like, okay. And on top of that, what makes it worse is because they kept denying it after I literally knew the truth. I'm like, are you kidding? And they don't know how to, like, lie. So I always know when they're lying. I'm like, dude, are you kidding? Wow. So I schedule a call with this person. I'm like, hey, can I call you tomorrow around XYZ? They said, sure. I'm like, perfect. I call them. They pick up. And I'm like, so this is what I heard. Basically, you've been lying to me about the situation. And I just want to hear from you that that is true. And the way this person would go in circles around the truth was insane. And I'm not saying like, oh my gosh, like they're a liar, like they wouldn't admit it and like say like I was wrong the whole time. I know when they're lying. I swear to you, I know when this person is lying every single time. Because guess what? They also eventually admitted it. But it took them so dang long to admit it, which drives me even crazier. I'm like, I already know. And I'm asking you. I literally told you that I know. I'm not testing you. Like, just tell me. Anyways, we went in circles and circles and circles. And then it got to a point where this person starts screaming at me over the phone saying, you woke me up. You're screaming at my face. You're accusing me for all this stuff. And I'm like, whoa, calm down, buddy. Like, I'm not, and keep in mind, I was using a very strong tone, but I wasn't screaming over the phone like a crazy person. Like, I want you to understand what I'm saying. Like, I was not screaming at all until they started screaming. I was like, what? It was so bad. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Anyways, we finally calmed down about it, and then they keep trying to like make it look better. They're like, okay, well, I did this, but I didn't do that part. Like, I said this, but I didn't say the rest of it. I'm like, okay, well, what do you mean you said this part but you didn't say the rest of it? And it's just, I eventually like kept like knocking off pieces of like this marble statue until it revealed itself. Like, that's what I had to do. I had to go chunk by chunk until I got the full admission, like the full like confession, essentially. Once I got that confession, I was like, okay. And I asked, do you have anything else to say to me? They're like, no. You guys. They said no. They said no. I hope you guys, if you have a healthy mindset, this is where you would expect an apology. Maybe. It didn't have to be, but you made it like that, so fine, whatever. I'm like, are you sure? You don't have anything else to say? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, I'm hanging up now. They said, okay. I hang up, no text, no nothing. This happened in April. I did not hear from this person in, oh gosh, I don't even know. Until like my birthday. Oh yeah, I think they said happy birthday. And then we had a very dry conversation because I kept it dry because I was like, dude, I'm still waiting for an apology. Like, what? So they're like, happy birthday. And I was like, thanks. And they're like, how's your summer been? How's this been? How's that been? I've been, and all my answers are good. Yeah. Good. Like, very dry. And then they start asking me about this pattern that I have coming up, which is in July. And they're like, oh, when are the dates? And I'm like, this. And whatever. And like, oh, how's your summer? Good. Are you taking any classes? Yeah, a few. It's just so dry. And I'm like, are you really trying to have a very normal conversation with me after all that happened? And not even one, mention that it happened. And two, apologize. Like, take accountability. I hate when people don't take accountability. And I understand it's a very hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing to learn, especially when you don't, when it's like not usually part of like your thing. Like, if you're someone who always never took accountability, I understand it's hard to change that kind of mindset, because I wasn't always like that. Like, as a kid, like, you're not always like that. But I think since I changed it from, like, when I was in high school, it changed a lot for me. But I hate when people are not accountable. Like, just be a good person. I'm kidding. Just be a good person, maybe. So, again, months go by. It's in July. I just won my pageant. I get a text saying, congrats, or, you know, congratulations. I'm not saying for word, but they're like, oh, congratulations on your win. Something, I don't respond, because I'm like, I'm not having this happen again. And then July, August, September, October, November, I think, I don't know, there's been, like, certain times where, like, they'll reach out, and then I'll start, you know, I'll start a conversation about what's happened, and I still won't get an apology, and it just leads to nowhere, because I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm confused as to why, like, this doesn't seem to be, like, a problem. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, absolutely not. And, you know, there are some conversations were had. I've reached out. I tried. And then I get this really, really long letter from this family member. And it's basically, it's an apology letter. It is an apology letter. But I'm still so angry. I think I've only just, I think now, right now, it's making me angry, but I think only just a year later, I finally let go a lot of that anger. And I've just let it be. I'm just letting it be, because it's still not changed. And I will get to that in a second. But I get this really long letter, but I kid you not, and I show Bryce this letter. I show my friends from home. Not my friends from home. I show my friends here, like, in college, this letter. Because I'm like, they know about my stuff. Or, like, I'll tell them really quickly. And I'm like, dude, like, can you read this for me? And, like, tell me if this is, like, good or not. And then I'm like, don't tell me. Like, I don't tell my thoughts first. I let them read it. And then they tell me. And I'm like, great, I have the same thoughts. Because I don't want to be crazy. Like, I don't want to be biased, you know. Because I'm very biased in the situation. So I do my best not be biased. So this letter, essentially, it's like a whole page, like 500 words, count, I don't know, like thinking like English paper-wise. And each paragraph is essentially, also in this letter, they say, like, not that you would even care about this apology, but I'm like, what? That's literally all I've been asking for is an apology. I even, one time before this letter came to me, I literally remember saying, I just want an apology. Like, I just want you to say sorry. Not even over text. They just said, okay. Not even then did they say, oh yeah, maybe I should say sorry. Sorry. Not even like a bad one. Not even like a, oh, sorry. Like, not even that. I just get this long letter without the word sorry in it, by the way. I'm not trying to be a stickler, but this was not an apology letter. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry to you guys. I apologize to you all, but this was not an apology letter. It was every little paragraph, like little mini paragraph that there was, it was an excuse for why they did what they did. Each paragraph had some situation happen. I think in the letter they did really apologize for the whole best friend situation happen. But each paragraph, it was an excuse saying, I've been not doing well. I'm struggling here. Work is going crazy. X, Y, Z. Just an excuse. There's no, I'm sorry I dropped the ball. I'm sorry that I did this. I'm sorry that I let you down. I'm sorry that I disappointed you, which, whatever. The only thing they really apologized for was the whole best friend situation, saying, like, they validated, like, oh, I validate that, you know, you were hurt. That was, like, not the right thing for me to do. I apologize for that. I'm like, okay, great. But the rest of it was all just excuses. And then I sent a letter back, breaking down. I sent a letter back, breaking down their letter. And I just call them out for everything in that letter. I'm like, I want you to take accountability. what you said here was an excuse. What you said here was a blank. What you said here didn't explain this. What you said here confused me. Why did you even say this part? Like, I'm not trying to be mean. If I'm going to get an apology, you guys, if I'm going to get an apology for how long this is stretched out, I'm not trying to stretch out anymore. I'm asking something so very simple. At least I think it's very simple. So very simple. I just want a genuine, deep, I'm sorry. It doesn't have to be a letter. I don't care. I don't really care at all. And then this person, I just want to sorry, you guys. And then this person responds to my letter over text and says, so are we good? I'm like, I didn't blow up. But I said, I was like, I would like you to address my letter first and then we can talk. That's it. Because I'm like, this whole thing turned from me trying to have a relationship with you, trying to do this, trying to do that, to figuring out a lie, being mad about that. Now I'm mad about how you don't think I'm a priority. You didn't apologize for that ever. You didn't, like, there was no apology and everything. You didn't take accountability for any of this. And then you ghost me for months, almost a whole year. And all this stuff. And by the way, I wrote this letter back in November. And that's when they texted me saying, like, oh, so are we okay? Like, are we good? Like, can we, like, are we good now? Like, am I, like, what, are we good? And I said, I want you to address my letter first. It is now the 21st of March. It's the 20th of March. What day is it? I think it is the 21st of March. It has been since November when I said that, and I have not gotten a text back. So, November, December, January, February, March. It has been 4 months. I don't think it takes, maybe it does take 4 months. I don't know. Because last time I talked to them, it was July. So, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah, that was 4 months. So, I guess I should be expecting my next 4 month letter sometime this month or next month, I guess. I don't know. But don't worry. In that letter, I did say thank you for, I did say thank you for the apology, but you still haven't taken accountability for these things that you said and did. So I still want that. I'm sorry. I still want that. Like, I'm not going to let you know. And it's in my head. I've talked about this with my therapist. It would be so much easier just to be very like, you know what? I could care less. I'm done. I'm tired. Whatever. And then just have a very surface level relationship with this person. But at the end of the day, I want to teach them a little something. I'm like, you can't talk to me like that. And not only is it hopefully teaching them something, I don't think so at this point, but it's also teaching me a lot of stuff about holding people accountable and not letting people talk to me certain ways and not letting people get to me certain ways. And I feel a lot better about, you know, like, it's hard to not stand, like, to keep, like, keep, like, stay so exact on where I stand and, like, keep my position and not, like, be pushed over or whatever. But I'm holding my ground, so I'm proud of myself for that. And it's hard to do because, like, I don't want to have to do it, but you're going to take accountability. I'm sorry, like, you're doing it, sorry. But yeah, so it's a really complicated situation, obviously, and it still hurts sometimes. I don't think about it as much anymore, but it's hurtful. I was hurt for so long. I was mad. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was confused, and it's just a lot. Yeah, they've said a couple other things, like, similar to, yeah, you're not a priority. They've said some things like that, and yeah. And then I saw him over the holidays, and they gave me a really dirty look when it was just me and them in the room. And then when family and stuff, oh, hello, email. When family and stuff were over, they were a lot more friendly with me, which, you know, even in that group setting, I'm like, nope, I don't care. So some of you are probably wondering, why won't your family members get involved? Why won't your parents help? Why won't anyone help? Because they just don't do that. I hate to, it's tough. It's my mom and dad are at least my mom, my dad's a lawyer. He fights for a living, I guess. Well, defends. I don't know. My mom, she's a very non-confrontational person, I guess. I don't really know. She's a little bit of a Karen sometimes. Like when she wants a confrontation, she will confrontation. I don't know how to describe it, but she's very, like, no drama. So, like, when something happens in the family, she just looks the other way and doesn't, like, help. She doesn't validate anyone. She doesn't help anyone. She just kind of looks away. Which, I understand your position, but at the same time, like, really? I don't know. Not something I would do, but it's her life, whatever. But also, in this situation, it's my life, too. So, geez. My parents know, at least my mom does. My dad is kind of like, he doesn't really know a lot about my life, but they're not divorced. My dad's just, you know, in his own world all the time. But my mom will, she knows that I'm upset at this person. She knows that I'm not on good terms with this person. We'll talk about it every so often. She won't like pry with me like, oh, are you guys better? Like, are you good? Like all this stuff. Like, I'm usually the one to bring it up to them, like, to my mom, which kind of sucks. I don't have a lot of support, from my family to fix this family relationship, like, connection that I'm trying to work on, but it is what it is. I've been dealt the cards I've been dealt, and I have to work with what I got, and that's what I got. So, there's a lot of acceptance that's been happening lately in my mind. It's a lot of mental struggle. It's exhausting to do, you guys. It's exhausting. But I've been healing. I think I said this. I'm not as angry now as I have been in the past. Like, I used to just be so mad. And I was just so angry at life and this situation and stuff. But at this point, I just don't have time. I don't have time to worry about it like that. But yeah. So that's the drama about that. And then, you guys, I have one more little story for you. I think that's a bit the end of the drama. I mean, of course, there's, like, all this drama with, like, my friend. Not, like, I have problems with my friends, but, like, my friends will get into, like, some stuff. And then I defend them, and I'm like, girl, she did not. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, there's so much of that, and I will not get into that because, ooh, not my story. But, you know, that's a little stressful. School's a little stressful. Long distance is stressful. Like, a lot of things are stressful. And it does put a damper on my mood a lot of the time, and it really, the whole situation with my family member, it really, like, I couldn't get out of bed for so long. I was very depressed about the situation. I wouldn't take care of myself, because I felt like somehow I didn't deserve it. I don't know, when I get into, like, something like that, or I get into, like, a depression, like, an episode or whatever, I am like, no, I don't deserve this because I'm a bad person. Even though I know dang well right in that whole situation, I did everything correct. I did everything to the best of my ability. I would not change a single thing. I could maybe a little bit, but I will say I will not change a single thing. I'm still at the end of the day going to, you know, be in my head and be like, oh my God, I suck, you know? But that's just how mental health works. We love it. By the way, this next story has SA trigger warning. I'm okay. But if you're not okay with this, then you might just want to end the episode here. So I knew this person as a neighbor, right? This person was just a neighbor. Just saw them on the regular. It's a guy, by the way. Saw him on the regular, you know, said hey when you know you're going in and out of the parking lot. Like, very neighborly things, right? It's fine. Basically, one night, I'm coming back to my apartment after hanging out with my friends, and his friends are outside his apartment, and I'm like, oh, hey, and they're like, hey, do you know this guy? And I'm like, yeah, like, is he not in? Like, what's up? And they're like, no, we don't know where he is. Like, I think he's still out. So they just had been out. Like, they were all, like, a little buzzed and stuff, and eventually, I'm like, oh, let me see if, like, I can help you find him. Like, is his car here? Like, what's going on? Eventually, we work our way to getting him back to the apartment. I'm like, okay, great. You have your friend. Everyone's safe. Good. In that situation, I should have just left it alone. left it alone. Sorry. I should have just left it alone. But me being me, I'm always trying to be helpful. I'm always trying to be nice. I'm just a nice girl, you guys. I'm just nice. I'm kidding. But I've learned my lesson in that set case. But basically, I'm sitting in my living room watching TV and stuff, and I hear this knock on my door, and I'm like, okay, what in the world? It's pretty late out right now. Open the door. It's my neighbor. I don't know where his friends went. I think they're in his apartment. It's my neighbor under, I didn't know this at the time, but he was under the influence of a lot of recreational things, and alcohol and all this stuff. I could tell he was drunk, but I couldn't tell any of the other stuff because I haven't seen that kind of thing before. But my friend who had helped me at the end, she was like, no, yeah, he's like messed up. He was definitely on several things. And then I learned what kind of stuff he does, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Basically, you know, again, me being trying to be nice, I'm like, wow, you look messed up. And he comes inside, and I'm like, okay, great, this is great. And sits on my couch. He's like, what are we watching? I'm like, we're watching House MD. I was watching my Netflix show. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, ooh, let me get you some water. And then I had like a cookie or something from like some like dinner I had a while ago. I was like, oh, I have a cookie. Like, you want a cookie? You want a cookie? You want a little cookie? Sorry. So I was like, here, here's some water. Here's a snack. Like, look, ooh, you look bad. Like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, well, do your thing. And you're gonna go to sleep. Okay, we're gonna go to that bed. Yep. Not like we, but like I was like, you're gonna go to bed. You're gonna go sleep in your apartment. This is right across the hall. Like, you're just gonna go sleep. Okay? Okay. And I was in the kitchen. I think I was cleaning up a little bit because he's also on my couch and I have a boyfriend, and I'm like, you know what? I don't wanna risk anything, so I'm just gonna be in the kitchen cleaning up. So I just leave him alone, let him drink some water, which I don't think he even drank. Try to give him a cookie. Oh, not my circus, not my monkeys, but that night I had made it my circus and my monkeys, and that's why the saying is not my circus, not my monkeys, because you're not supposed to make it your circus or your monkeys. Oh, so basically, next thing I know, he's behind me in the kitchen, and he starts feeling up on me, and I'm like, whoa, heck no. And I kind of nudge him away, and I'm like, no, we're not doing that. I'm like, at what? Like, what in the world? Like, don't touch me. And then he tries to do it again, and I'm like, okay, I already told you once. I pushed him off into my fridge, and he, like, kind of falls down, like, slides down my fridge. He's like, whoa. And I'm like, don't touch me. We're not doing that. Like, you need to go home right now. And I finish, like, drying my hands and putting stuff away. And I'm like, no, you're leaving. And I'm like talking to him, like, you're getting out. You gotta go home. Like, that was not cool, dude. Like, get the hell out. Sorry, I just kind of cursed. Like, you're getting out. Like, go. And then I don't know what I was doing. I was getting something. I don't know. As I'm trying to like hustle him out the door, I'm trying to like, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to like I was trying to just say like, get out, and just like watch him leave. But that didn't happen. I think I was putting my shoes on to, like, push him out or whatever. The jacket on because it was cold that night. This was in January, by the way. Try to kick him out. And he, like, grabs me in a way. His hands are in certain places. His face is in certain places. And he's behind me. And I felt so, I was like, oh, my, you're kidding. And I kind of froze a little bit. I was like, oh, my gosh, what in the world? And then kick butt, Christina came to play, and we knocked him out. I'm kidding. We did not knock him out. Oh, no, we didn't knock him out. We gave him a black eye, though, which he very much deserved, because get your hands off of me. Basically, I got to a point where I, like, shook him off a little bit, and I looked at him, and I punched him in the face, and he got to the floor, and he was like, why'd you punch me? I was like, get out. Can you just leave? Oh, my God. Jesus, that's the worst. It gets a little worse, but not with me, don't worry. I was like, you're kidding. And so at this point, I'm like, okay, this guy's not leaving. I'm like, you know what, my friend who lives the building across the parking lot, she has her mans over. I'm gonna go grab her real quick. So I knock on her door, interrupt them, and I'm like, hey, there's this dude in my apartment, he will not leave, can y'all like come get him? So turns out So my friend, she's like 5'10". Her man's is like 6 foot, I think. Or a little, I'm sorry, sir, if you're not 6 foot, if you're a little taller, I'm sorry. He's a little taller than her. I thought he was going to handle it because, you know, he's the man. No, my best friend walked straight into my apartment, grabbed this guy by his collar. By the way, he's very much under the influence of so many things. Drags him out into the hallway, closes my door, locks it up. And apparently her man's just like watched the whole thing. And he was like, yeah, I don't have to do anything. I'm like, wow. But yeah, she was mad. So thank goodness for them. I should have called the police. That's the moment I should have called the police. But I wasn't thinking clearly. I was just trying to like help defend myself. Because when you're in those situations, all you can think is fight or flight. And I chose fight. And I said, I got to get myself. I got to hold myself, get myself out of the situation. It's all about me now. I got to protect myself. So I wasn't thinking clearly about like what I can or cannot do. And I spent the night at my friend's and I stayed on her couch. And yeah, that was a fun story. But then later, 2 weeks later, he comes knocking at my door at like 4 a.m. And I'm like, are you kidding? And I took a video of it. He's like kicking my door, banging my door, not saying anything. He's just knocking on my door, which is kind of even scarier if you're not going to say anything. I'm like, okay. I peep out the peephole. He's there. I'm like, oh, you're kidding. So then I call the cops. I'm like, I'm going to fix what I did last time. Called the cops. At this point, he was back in his apartment. But I was like, hey, could you maybe do like a wellness check? And I'm like, I really want to get this guy. I'm not trying to be like mean, but also I'm trying to be mean. I really want to get this guy caught with the kind of stuff, the illegal substances he has in his place that I know he has because someone told me, oh yeah, that guy, he does X, Y, Z. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I love college, you guys. I call the cops and I'm like, and they're like, hey, we are trying to do a wellness check. He kicks this girl he has over in the hallway and he stays. Basically, she had to answer to the cops. And he locked himself in his bedroom because he was scared. He's like, I'm not coming out there. I'm like, I know exactly why. But basically, I was listening to the cops and I told them, I was like, listen, like, this is what happened a few weeks ago. And he came banging on my door. And I just wanted you guys to see if he was good because, one, he scared me. Two, I think he's under the influence. And I want you guys to check if he's okay. Because if you're knocking on my door at 4 a.m., you are not okay, sir. I don't know. But I just wanted to get him caught in some sort of way. I also wanted to kind of scare him and be like, oh, wow, she's not afraid to call the cops. Yeah. Yeah. So ever since, he hasn't messed with me. He tried to talk to me in public one time, but I just left. And I was like, I'm not looking at you. I just left the scene. But yeah, that was that situation. That was so much fun. I'm kidding. But those who are like, dude, are you gonna like file a report on him? Like, are you concerned? Yes, that is in the process. I still need to connect again with my landlord because they haven't reached back out to me about the situation, which I think is not good. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of options I could go for. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but I am going to report him, like have an official thing, you know? Yeah. Essentially the moral of this episode is don't mess with me. Oh my gosh. And the thing is, I didn't know I gave him a black eye until someone later was like, dude, have you seen him? I'm like, nope. I really don't care to. And they're like, do you give him black eye? I was like, oh, I did? I'm like, go me. But yeah, I'm not bragging about that I had to, you know, use physical force to get someone off of me. Like, I never want to have to do that. But in that situation, you fired me up and I'm going to defend myself. Like, I'm not one to back down. Like, I think we forget that I'm a 4-3 black belt. So, you guys, kind of crazy. But yeah. So that put a damper on the beginning of my year. So my new year starts now. It really does. It really does. Because I literally started at like March last year. And now here we are at March this year. So like all the drama started then. But yeah. Basically every year in college / every semester something happens in my life. And I think instead of keeping track of it like that, I think I just have to look at it like, you know what? Life happens now because I'm an adult. I'm a big girl. life is just going to happen. And I'm learning a lot more about people. I'm not really, like, sheltered as, like, you know, we are in high school, where we just kind of, like, have a very, like, strict schedule about going out about our day, yada, yada, yada. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I'm, once you get older, you just have to deal with so much more people, so much more things, and work, and drama, and it's pretty crazy. But, yeah, that's what I had to go through. And I learned a lot. It's definitely in ways helped my confidence, because now I know I can defend myself in toxic situations and physical situations. And it really did make me overall a more confident person. Absolutely. I regret that any of it happened, but at the end of the day, you learn something. Like, I hate saying that. Like, there was for, like, a while where I hated the phrase, everything happens for a reason, because I stopped seeing the reason and why things happen. But sometimes that reason takes a really long time to show up, and that was my case. I've only just recently started saying that again, because for the longest time I lost faith in that. I was like, what is the reason? There is no reason. Just, like, ruin my life. Really great. That was depressing. But yeah, I'm in such a better place now. My boyfriend supports me through all this mess I go through, and I could not be more thankful for him. So, Bryce, you are the best person in the world. My friends are so awesome. They also support me in everything that happens and that I go through. We support each other. And I'm at a really good space right now. I mean, my apartment's a mess because I just got home from spring break, and I did laundry, and I unpacked everything, but now it's just kind of sitting everywhere. So I think I'm going to work on cleaning tonight. That's what my job's going to be. But, oh, and chicken fingers. I want chicken fingers. I said chicken fingers. I don't know if you heard my tummy, but it rumbled. But yeah, that's my life for the past year. But since my life has been pretty hectic for the past year and very mentally tolling, I feel I haven't really had the mental capacity nor willpower to really use my year of rain the way I wanted to. Like I said about podcasts, like, I could have done it, but at the end of the day, like, I don't think I could, you know? Like, it's just a hard thing to do, because my big thing is talking about being adopted, and my platform's all about, you know, foster kids and adoptees and how we belong, and that, you know, no matter what happens, everything happens for a reason. And this is during a time where I didn't know why everything was happening. So I felt almost like I was living a lie. Shut up, email. I almost feel like I was living a lie for what I was being a queen for. But the biggest thing about being in pageantry is your resilience, that you can always bounce back. So yeah. That's that. Yeah. That's just life, man. So within these last 3 months that I have, 4 months that I have of my reign, I want to go to speaking events, and I want to go to volunteer. I want to volunteer. I want to do my part, because at the end of the day, it's better late than never. My reign isn't over yet, and I want to take part in, you know, my actual year of rain. And I'm like disappointed in myself that I wasn't able to do it, but it was my first year being 20, you guys. Like, your 20s are crazy. Mine started off with a bang. Yeah, life's crazy, guys. But I do want to say that I go to therapy on the regular. I'm working on myself constantly. I'm protecting myself. I'm healing from all these situations that's happened. I'm still healing. I'm working on myself. And if I wasn't ready to talk about it, I simply wouldn't talk about it. So sharing this with you guys is really, you know, it doesn't hurt me at all. It is always fun to just reflect back on those things. not fun, but it's always like an interesting ride. But it does make me a better person sharing these stories with you guys. And I just want to let you know that, you know, life is hard. And even though I'm a beauty queen and pageant queen and stuff, it's not perfect. I actually know a lot of girls who were probably at their lowest when they had their year of rain, because their personal life doesn't match up to your pageant life. It just doesn't, because you're doing it's like two separate lives. It really is. But I'm very thankful for my support systems and people who have been by my side through all this stuff and making sure that I'm okay and having fun with me and just overall being so supportive and so understanding of what I'm going through. And even those who don't know, I appreciate them not judging me for not always being 100%. But yeah, I've learned a lot already in my 20s. I already learned a lot. Should I title this "Just Turned 20 and I Already Learned a Lot"? I don't know. Probably not. But yeah. So that's it. I'm pretty sure that's it. I think that's what I wanted to talk about. But I really want to get back to regular posting, whether that's 4 times a month or 2x a month. I don't know yet, or just whenever I feel like it, but consistent. We're gonna do our best. But ooh, sorry you guys, I keep burping. But yeah, I'm gonna go get some chicken tenders right now. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your morning, afternoon, night, day, whatever you're doing. Just remember, life's a mess. not in like a pessimistic way, but like, life happens, dude. It is what it is. I don't know. I'm trying to like find some like profound like mic drop ending to this, but really it's just put yourself first, because if you're not 100%, you can't give someone else a percent, you know. I don't know what the saying goes. It's like if your cup isn't full, you can't fill someone else's cup before you fill yours up. That was such a stutter. I'm so sorry, but you know what I mean. I don't know. Work on yourself. Keep yourself up. Work on yourself. Keep yourself good. Keep your mental good. It's spring, so it's not the hardest, but usually in the wintertime, it's usually the hardest to like not stay in bed all the time. But as I'm filming this in my bed, listen, I do my best talking and thinking on a mattress, so I don't hear it. But yeah, I'm hopefully going to be starting posting these on YouTube. I really want to. I just, my camera died, and I just need to figure out a better system, because it took me so long to set up today. And for what? But yeah, I think that's it. I think I'm going to stop now, because I'm just running out of things today, and my tummy is hurting, and I want chicken fingers, and I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Go have a crazy day. Bye.